Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, live radio on the fly, as I say, as I just had to turn on twitch.tv and see that the first webcam is on the fritz, so I've flipped the second one around. Not the greatest angle, but anyway, what we got going on here is the video game review. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host here in downtown San Francisco at the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network home studios right here, as I mentioned, San Francisco, just blocks from the bay on Broadway. And however you're getting the show, it's great to have you with us. And one of the cool things about this show is there's just so many different ways that we get to you. And on the sports talk networks, and that's my main job, but I love video games. And I've been doing this show coast to coast more than 15 years now. And around the world, on The Voice, on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. I know you love the video games out there. It's a great way to pass the time and get rid of some of the homesickness as well for our brave men and women in uniform. But we are on Sports Byline USA, the network that started it all. So let's just talk sports 24/7. We are on SB Nation, great network out of Houston, Texas, worldwide. And through those websites, sportsbyline.com and SBNationLive.com. In fact, if you have any email, send us to rick@sportsbyline.com. And that would be for winning the game. I always give it out to the correct answer, to the second correct answer, and we'll do that at 40 after, and so just over a half hour. Also, at the end of the show, I give out a cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And also on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be on Sirius XM, wherever you might happen to be in the open roads of the United States or maybe in your mom's basement. It doesn't matter. Great to be on there as well. And these networks, 6 days and 23 hours a week of sports talk. This is the one when we're not. And I'm a gamer like you. What's good? What's bad? I'll tell you what's new this week. I'll tell you the news. You've been playing the COD MW beta. I have. We'll get into that. But your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY is how you get in. Everybody in between, hardcore gamers and neophytes, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter at Rick Tittle if you want to get at me. This is the Video Game Review.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Video Game Review with you, coast to coast. What you got? I'm here taking your calls on the topic of video games, and some people think because I'm on the Sports Talk Networks that it's just sports, and it's not. It's all things going on in video games. Rick Tittle with you, also on Twitch.tv. You can check me out. As I said, I swung this camera around. It's not much to look at. It's just your darling host, myself. And the Twitch headquarters is just 3 blocks from here in San Francisco, and they said, here's some stuff. So they set me up, and we're rolling on it. Sports Byline USA, just search for it on the Twitch.tv, the Twitch app, Android and iOS. There's also a stream chat. You can go ahead, and normally people chat in, and they say, your mic's low, I can't hear you, that type of stuff. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm already looking at the mic. It looks like it's working. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Have you been playing the Call of Duty Modern Warfare beta? Because I have. And it apparently the end date is going to be Monday the 23rd. So coming up here shortly. And various times, but it looks like midday. The East Coast, the morning on the West Coast. And then the game's going to come out October 25th, so we really only have, you know, basically a month to wait for it, which is good. And we had an alpha some weeks ago, which was just a little 2-on-2, and, you know, I liked it, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to go with more realism in this game. And they also have finally learned, I don't know how long it's taken Call of Duty to learn this, but vehicular warfare and big maps is fun. And I use bad grammar on purpose, like when Letterman would say, flying monkeys is funny. Big maps is fun. And playing the ground war version of the game was very fun. And I still, it's not as intuitive getting into APCs and tanks, and you know, it's a straight ripoff from Battlefield. Battlefield Bad Company 2 really was the first one to bring the quads in, the ATVs. But still, they bring them in, and you get into a little bird, and a little bird will drop you off, and you can jump out, and the parachute goes off. So, listen, every game steals a little bit from one or the other. I remember talking to Ted Price from Insomniac Games, the head guy, and we were talking about Disruptor. This was years and years ago, a game I really liked on the original PlayStation. And then we were talking about certain things that reminded me of Half-Life, and he said, well, I'm a big fan. He goes, there's no way you can make a video game and not have a little bit of another video game in it. He said, it's the same thing with a movie. You can't make a movie that's not going to have a little something from another movie, because we're all movie fans, we're all video game fans. And I said, oh, that's true. So Call of Duty finally gets it. Now, as I said, they're trying to up the realism of it. And as we know from Call of Duty multiplayer, like I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty World War II as I've been waiting for this to come out. And, you know, to me, the one thing about that Battlefield is always a million times better is the sounds, because Call of Duty, it sounds like breaking glass, like shh, or like paper tearing, like pff, you know, or it sounds like a, you know, a synthesizer. It doesn't sound like real gunshots. So they tried in this game to make the sounds a little bit more realistic, and the explosions more shocking, you know, and the sort of, because when you fire a gun in real life, it is more loud than you would ever imagine. This is why you have to wear ear protection. If you don't, as I have, and you might as well, your ears are ringing, especially if it's a little bit more high-powered cartridge. So they're trying to bring that in. And in Ground War, I like the fact they have full maps. I mean, it is, as I said, it's a Battlefield 4 type of thing. But it's being done by Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward is my favorite developer in the series. And if you think about how they put Sledgehammer on World War II, they put Treyarch on like Battlefield 3, or I should say Call of Duty 3, and then they kind of change them up. So like you've got 2 to 3 years to work on this game, and then when it's ready, it'll come out. And I think about how we're still getting a lot of use out of the consoles, like the 4 and the 1. We do know in 2020, probably around, I don't know, Black Friday of next year, maybe about a year from now, we'll start getting some next-gen systems. But for now, there's still a lot of legs. There's still a lot to be done on this. And cross co-op is a huge thing, to think that if I'm on my PS4, I can play against my friends who are on PC. At one point, that was an impossibility because they were speaking different languages, and how on, you know, in Lord's creation are you going to be able to do that, which is cool. I was surprised at how well I did, because normally when I play a beta, I'm playing against guys who were there early access, who know all the maps, who are hardcore, who have already ranked up to, I think he'd let you go as high as 30, and don't get too excited, you got to start over. But to me, that meant there was a little more balance in the game. And, you know, at first, you got to figure out, when you first do a map, you don't know where you're going. You know, it takes you a few times to kind of think, okay, don't go there, do go there. And I did like the way, like, especially in TDM, the way the squads would kind of spawn sort of near each other. And when you were spawning in Ground War, any base that you had, you could spawn into it. But some of the weapons, like the AUG, is a machine gun, very low kick, kind of a suppressor on it as well, very quiet. We went over these weapons last week. But when you get to level 4, and I finally got to level 4, then I could start using the M4. Then, I mean, that thing really took names because it had great range. Somebody told me it didn't kick that much. It does kick, but it's weird. It doesn't, like, kick straight up, which most guns do. That's why you got to really put your legs and shoulders into it and lean down and kind of press down when you're going full auto. I remember I shot a G18 full auto, and the guy's like, just do bursts or you're going to go straight up into the ceiling at the firing range. But it kind of really just shakes side to side. But when I first got that thing, then I really started going on some score streaks. And at 3, they give you a Molotov cocktail. At 4, they give you a UAV. And at 5, they give you a guided missile. Now, the guided missile thing, And I did hear some complaints about it as well. You know, you're in a map, so it's Call of Duty, so there's probably somebody behind you and in front of you. And the animation takes forever because, you know, you see it from the bomb bay doors. Yes, this is not being shot from a Hellfire missile. It looks like it's coming out of a Flying Fortress P-24, but it comes out of the bomb bay doors, and then it falls out, and then it's got wings, and then the wings pop off, and then now you can guide it in, and it takes a long time to get down. So if you want to use the guided missile, you got to make sure you're really in the back of the map, like laying down inside of a building somewhere. But it was fun. You know, it wasn't super duper addictive where I had to play it nonstop. But I am intrigued by it because it is a bit of a departure from, you know, we'll see if they have the skins with the diamonds encrusted and the little charms and those pink zebra stripes and all the other things that you can get to trick out, pimp out your kit, your weapons, your outfits in a Call of Duty game. I'm sure they will, but they want to be a little bit more legit this time, and they want to sort of take themselves into the arena of this is more serious this time. Now, we do like arcade action, but I think there's nothing wrong, especially, as I said, you know, here is DICE under the EA's umbrella taking audio of M1s and MP40s and MG42s to make sure they get the sounds right. And meanwhile, you got a synthesizer over at Call of Duty. So whetting the appetite with a W and a H, very excited about it. And 1 month away, not too shabby. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749.
800-932-1749, 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, California. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. How do I do that? Well, I'll mention the game, and then I'll ask you a very simple question, and then you answer it. What do you think of that? And you answer it by sending me an email to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, at the end of the show, there's just a couple minutes left, I come back and end the show with a segment on a cheat code. And I usually like looking them up for older games. So send me that request, rick@sportsbyline.com. And by the way, if I don't read your question on the air, I always answer you back in an email. I'm not going to be ignored, Glenn Close. I won't let you be ignored. A couple of tidbits from the video game world today. I saw an article on the Daily Dot that talked about how video game developer Valve was served secret subpoena papers as part of an FBI's counterterrorism fight. But not just Valve, who, by the way, is one of my favorite developers. If you think of Portal, you think of Team Fortress, if you think about, obviously, Half-Life. Half-Life 2, can they make a new one? Doesn't think so. All right. But the New York Times reported that newly released documents reveal 120 companies have been served secret subpoena papers by the FBI over the past few years in the FBI's fight against terrorism. And the documents were obtained by the Electronic Frontier Foundation as part of the Freedom of Information Act. And they surround the Bureau's use of national security letters. Can it sound more official? But apparently, high-ranking FBI agents, without the need of a judge's approval, they often look at tech companies and they see if something has a suspect IP address, location information, other digital data as well. And it was weird. You look on the list and there are major tech businesses, some obscure entities as well. But then there's the developer Valve, also another company you might know as the antivirus company, Symantec. So I don't know what it was about Valve that they got targeted in this. If you want to know who was on the list, you had T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T, places like that. There was a cloud service provider called Rackspace. They say that the FBI is starting to this year ratchet up your social media accounts. So if you have, I'm sure, some terroristic, militant, dissident comments that you're putting on social media, there is an alarm bell that rings somewhere at Langley or somewhere else with the CIA or the Bureau that they're probably there. But yes, they're always listening. So I'm not trying to say that Big Brother's out there. That's way back in 1984. We've come way past that. But the fact of the matter is that Valve, and all I could think of, why would the FBI be interested in Valve? And all I can think of is that, well, they're so good at what they do. And then if you think about Half-Life 2, they modeled that city after Sofia, which is the capital of Bulgaria, former Soviet state, behind the Iron Curtain. But that's kind of a stretch. You never know. In the 80s, I went through, before the Berlin Wall came down, it was about 4 years prior, so it was about 85, but I went through Checkpoint Charlie, I went to the east side, I walked around all day, and I came back out to the western side, and I never showed anybody my passport, but I remember years later, I was asked about that, what I was doing over there, And I thought, this is an 85. And I thought, how did somebody know that? So now in today's world, everybody knows what you're doing. So if you think it's funny, maybe it is. But just remember that Uncle Sam, so to speak, is, I always feel like somebody's watching. You know the rest. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. This email comes from Carl in Henderson, Nevada. Maybe listen on the great KSHP down in Vegas. He said, Rick, is Apple Arcade worth the money? Well, Apple Arcade is $5 a month, and it's a subscription service that will give you access to nearly 100 games and everything from the small little, you know, I need to kill 10 minutes to some indie game, darling games. And it's going to be across all your Apple devices. And the selection is supposed to be very good. On paper, it's a solid deal for developers because the mobile gaming ecosystem, after all, is not great if you think about bloatware and exploitive damage tactics, when you think about the commercials that run, the gold mining, the gold farming. So with Arcade, Apple is helping to fund these games directly, and you won't have commercials in them. Maybe, you know, the microtransactions will be part of the game. They won't be little side things. So this will be a benefit for the creators of games as well, because it can actually allow you to create something you like instead of creating something that's necessary. Now, what does that mean? Well, it just means that the only way this game is going to work is if you have periodic calls for cash. You know, there's a game that I really like on my phone. I talked about it before, called Game Show Network Casino, Grand Casino. Game Show Network's Grand Casino. And it has slots, bingo, card games, and it's got like a daily little pachinko palace type of thing. And it gives you $1,000 an hour. But you can pay. You can pay to get the fake money. You can pay real money to get fake money, even though they give you $1,000 an hour. And $1 million is $100. They have sales. And they go, today half off, or it's Veterans Day, you know, 25% off. But I have $38 million. I wish I could sell that at $100 a pop. I would sell those $3,800 worth of fake money right now. So anyway, getting back to Apple Arcade, they don't have to do that anymore. But for me, when you think about Apple Arcade, are you going to get AAA titles? I'm not really interested in paying money for indie titles, because those are free on your phone. And then because they're not fantastic, you can sit through a 30-second commercial. Like I have not one game on my phone that I pay for. And it is frustrating when even if it's a Mahjong game, you do it and they go, okay, you finished. Now watch this 30-second commercial. I usually just put it down and I pick it back up when it's done. And they say, get rid of commercials for $3.99. I'm like, eh, it's not bothering me that much. But if you want to pay for a AAA title and you want to get a shiny disc, it's going to cost you $60. But in this cloud base we're in right now, and you think about how Google and Microsoft and PlayStation, everybody's going to be doing this now. You won't need a console anymore, which is going to need some super reliable Wi-Fi, to say the least. But now with Apple Arcade, you might be able to do that. The only thing is when I think of Apple Arcade, and you're playing it on your iPhone, you're playing on your iPad. You're not playing with a joystick. You know, I remember the first time I thought, oh, wow, I get this first-person shooter on my phone, and there's a picture of an analog controller on a glass screen, and there's latency to it, and, you know, it's not the best technology to use. That's why when I thought about, oh, these games can come to my phone, that'd be great. That's why I finally, after all the years with the PSP, even though they knew they should come out with an analog stick, they came out with one. Then we had to move on to the Vita, where they'd actually come out with two. But then they got rid of the UMD disc, the Universal Media disc that were on the PSP, and now everything's going to come through the cloud, or I should say through DLC. So the question is, once again, is Apple Arcade worth $5 a month? And it's every individual. For me, it's not, because I can't think of one game that I have to play on my phone for $5 a month. Now, when this comes out and we see the list of 100 games and we see everything else that's going on, like I said, on paper, we'll see. Because some people were saying, you know what, Apple Arcade will not reshape console or PC video gaming, but it will reshape mobile gaming. Now, if I find out, and, you know, with the release of iOS 13 and everything else that's coming out, for $5 a month, if you can have every game on iTunes, if you can have every, not iTunes, whatever, the App Store, you can have every game in the App Store for $5 a month. Now I'm interested, because I think, geez, for $5 a month, maybe I'd like to try this, maybe I'd like to try that. That's different. So I think right now, you know, especially with launch titles, it's going to be a little bit different, because this isn't a brand new system where it's like, well, we had the kit for a year and here's a launch title. Give us a 2-3 more years to really find the muscle inside this system. You know, if you look at a game like Blaster Master at the end of the Atari, or I should say the NES, that looks like a Super NES game. They can really stretch it. But for $5 right now, I'm a little bit eh, but we'll wait and see. Come on back. We'll give away a game on the Video Game Review.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports over Night America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco, coast to coast. And American Forces Radio Network, SB Nation, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a game, as I always do. This game is called The Sinking City. Very macabre game. It is available for the PS4. The Xbox One and the PC. It is developed by Frogwares. It rated M for Mature, published by Big Ben Interactive. My question is, The Sinking City, does this sound like something to do with a city? Or this has something to do with a baking game? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is that a trick question? No, I'll give it away to the second correct answer. And whether you're in Utah or Okinawa, those are two guys that have written in recently, our friends. If you're the second correct answer, you will get it. And the reason I say second, because if I say first, no one will try because they think somebody already won it. And if I say you'll be the 17th, they go, I can't. That's not going to happen. So, The Sinking City. Frogwares, the developer, they have kind of made a name for themselves with these detective type of Sherlock Holmes adventure games over the years and puzzle solving. And this is their latest, and people like to say Lovecraftian. You know, I don't know if Lovecraft, when he was alive and the style he had, would even agree with this, but this is what we're seeing now. But you take on the role of the main protagonist, a guy named Charles Reed. Charles Reed is a private eye, or as I call him, a private dick, and his horrific visions have brought him to Oakmont. And Oakmont is the sinking city. A mysterious flood. A mysterious flood and supernatural terrors. And so you have to take on cases for very influential families and factions. But there are political and power struggles going on. Nothing is straightforward. You help some rich people find all sorts of things that are missing as well. And then there is a little horror as well. You get clues from various crime scenes, piece things together, deduct, solve, get through, much like a lot of Sherlock Holmes type of games. Now, some of these things are a little bit subjective, and you have to make a call and then live with the consequences. And, you know, is somebody just a psycho, or were they possessed, that type of thing? But when you think about the atmosphere of the sinking city, traveling around isn't the easiest thing. You can get from one area of the map to the other is a very time-consuming process. And they do have roads, they do have boats, but you always have a lot of places you needed to go, and you need to stop by the hospital now and then, you need to stop by the newspaper headquarters, city hall, library, police station, houses, a lot of other things going on. And then you might have to battle a monster and get into a little survival horror type of combat too. So the sinking city, the reviews I saw on it, I have not played it, but the reviews I saw on it say that it's okay. It's not fantastic, but if you're into this type of game, you might like it. If it's not your cup of tea, you might find it a little bit frustrating. But send me the answer, rick@sportsbyline.com, And by the way, we'll have the new releases coming out this week a little bit later in this segment. But this is a game from Frogwares, published by Big Ben Interactive. Oh, by the way, I'd be remiss. This is for the PS4 that I have it. It's also available for the Xbox One and the PC. Rated M for Mature. Send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com to the question, is this a game about cooking or is this about a city? 1-800-878-PLAY. A few years ago at the Game Developers Conference, I finally got a chance, and I talked about it before, but I finally got a chance to meet Warren Robinette. Warren Robinette was the guy who had the first kind of official Easter egg ever in a video game. And that was in Adventure on the Atari 2600. And Atari had a policy whereas you did not put your individual name on the game. They were Atari. It wasn't about one person. Kind of a socialist way of looking at things. But even though it was Nolan Bushnell and not Vladimir Ilyich Lenin that was running the company, these artists, and that's what they were, very creative young artists, they weren't able to put their name on the game. So in Adventure, you might know, Warren Robinette had a system where if you had this little dot and you brought it down to the one screen and you went through the left side of the wall, in glowing rainbow letters, it said, created by Warren Robinette. But during that talk, he talked about, how can I get this gate to come down with a sword and a dragon? And he needed to save 2K here, 8K there. Yes, we're talking kilobytes. And then he's like, well, I'll have to get rid of this so I can save more K over there. It's an interesting thing, and it's even more interesting when I read an article by the BBC, which just came out tomorrow because they're 8 hours ahead. This came out tomorrow, which sounds weird when I say it like that, but it's, let's just say, today. But there's a new type of person out there called a video game archaeologist. And what they do is they take games, especially on the Atari 2600, and they crack them open. And it's funny, my friend used to call them tapes. They're big chips. But they want to go ahead and look at especially some of the lesser-known games on how they were made and some of the secrets that were inside. And so in this BBC.com article, it was a game called Entombed. Entombed was not a hugely popular game, but it was a game where you were going through catacombs. And this came out when I was a senior in high school in 1982. It was, as I said, far from a bestseller and mostly forgotten, as a lot of 2600 games are. But there was something intriguing about Entombed, and there was a guy at the University of York named John Aycock. And because it had fallen into obscurity, it had never been pulled apart and analyzed in depth. And the one thing that he did, along with his friend Tara Cobblestone, how's that for British names, John Aycock and Tara Cobblestone, was that they were going to go ahead and go into it and then make a subject study over the other 500 games on the Atari 2600 for their archaeology, so to speak. Why would this game fascinate them? Well, it's because back then, with some of the limits, as I was talking about with Robinette, they weren't able to build a huge dungeon, put it on a chip, and have players play through. There just wasn't enough room. But they could have something procedurally generated, not unlike No Man's Sky now, speaking of an English developer and Hello Games. Hello Games! And the way they did it was they had to decide every time you played whether the game would draw a wall or draw a space. And they were Tetris-like shapes. And the way it worked in the algorithm was one for a wall, zero for no wall in the computer bits in the algorithm. So it would analyze sections of the maze. Now, you would say, how would it decide to not just build, you know, 12 bricks right down the middle, a boring hallway, and nowhere to get out? But that's the fascinating part, because the fundamental logic that determines the next square is locked in a table of possible values, and then that's written into the game's code. So depending on the values of the 5-square tile, the table tells the game then whether to deposit either a wall, no wall, or anything in between. And when you look at the retro engineering now at Aycock and Cobblestone got into here, and they look at the patterns and the values and try to reveal how it was designed, they still couldn't really figure it out. And all they could say was this was a stroke of mild genius back in 1982, that this game was reliably navigable as these mazes were pumped out and the tables' values went different all over the place, but the maze was always playable. And the quote here from Cobblestone as I conclude the story, she said, "The abnormality of the table was just quite striking. I think there's this assumption that when we find things, we know what they are. If we pull a spearhead out of the ground, we know what it is. But more often than not, we have no idea what's happening." And so that table, to them, is a mystery, unsolved. And this is in 2019, which I happen to think is pretty fantastic, to tell you the least. All right. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Out, and this is on the PS4. We have Planetscape Torment Enhanced Edition on the Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Baldur's Gate Siege of Dragonspear. This is on the PS4, the Xbox One. And also, PS4, Xbox One, sorry. Aspyr 1 VR Operative. This is a VR game for the PC. The Surge 2. Oh, I love those movies. No, that's The Purge. The Surge 2, Xbox One. And Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition. This is on the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PS4 as well. And then another game that I think is fantastic, Untitled Goose Game. This is developed by Hothouse, published by Panic. This is on the Switch and the PC. And there's just sometimes when you can't judge a book by its cover, you can't judge a video game by its cover as well. But just seeing the, it just says, it's got a picture of a guy getting chased by a goose, and it just says Untitled Goose Game, which in a way is a real game. That is a title. But this is a game that actually developed as a workplace Slack joke. And I'll just tell you the quick summary on it. It's a lovely weekday morning in the village, and you are a horrible goose. Untitled Goose Game is a slapstick stealth sandbox where you are a goose let loose on an unsuspecting village. Make your way around town from people's back gardens to the high street shops to the village green, setting a prank, stealing hats, honking a lot, and generally ruining everyone's day. So as you could tell from that verbiage, a game straight from Blighty, jolly old England. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get to the cheat code of the day, of the week. Send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Oh, a little Super Turrican there. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and closing out the show in our customary fashion by letting you know a cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, we'll get back to the sports talk in earnest, and you can hear about NFL Week 3 and pennant races and such things. But such things right now as the cheat code. And looking into the mailbag, rick@sportsbyline.com, from Mr. L. Mr. L said, Rick, the SpongeBob SquarePants game on the Xbox, do you have codes? I do. That game was called SpongeBob SquarePants Lights, Camera, Pants, which is a great name. I mean, is it not? Here are some codes. To get all action figures, select rewards from the bonus menu, select codes, and enter 977548. Once again, this is just numerical cheats. 977548. To get the Silver Story mode, select rewards from the bonus menu, select codes, and enter 486739. And these aren't really just cheats. I'm just telling you a bonus. 486739. You'd say, what constitutes a cheat? Well, an advantage in the game. And by the way, I have no problem with cheats. People are like, oh, it's not moral. The video game is entertainment for you if it makes it fun. Now, if you're in a tournament, if you're playing esports, then it's bad. If you're by yourself playing and a cheat code gives you more fun, cheat all you want. That's why I loved the Game Genie when it came out on the Genesis. Silver Story Mode, 486739, 486739. And finally, to get the Hook, Line, and Cheddar game and SpongeBob SquarePants Lights, Camera, Pants on the Xbox, select rewards in the bonus menu and put in the code 893634. Once again, 893634. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another edition. Until then, play video games.